Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Hello, this is international Catholic singer Anna Nuzzo, inviting you to join me and Father Dan Cambra of the Marian Fathers on a select international tour's Divine Mercy pilgrimage to Poland and the Czech Republic. It takes place in September of 2019, and we would love for you to join us. For more information, go to my website, annanuzzo.com. Thank you, and God bless.
Looking for the perfect First Communion, Confirmation, or RCIA gift? Consider a beautiful, heirloom-quality, made-in-Italy rosary from Ghirelli. A Ghirelli rosary will be prayed with and cherished forever, guaranteed. Shop Ghirelli today. That's GHIRELLI.com.
Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Wait a minute! 60 Seconds of Reflection with Martha Fernandez Sardina.
Will and willing. Jesus, his entire life we see in the Gospels, is reflecting the will of the Father. He says, I have not come to do my will, but the will of him who sent me. He says, no one takes my life from me, I give it freely. During Holy Week, we see this lived out in the most palpable way when he gives his life for you, for your life, so that you and I might enjoy eternal life. He does so willingly. We are invited to reflect on the will of the Father. Whose will do I wish to carry out? My will or his will? Will we be at the end of our days among those who have said their entire life, not thy will be done, but mine? In which case we might hear our Father say, not my will be done, but thine, which is eternal separation. We, like Jesus, have the opportunity to reach out and do the Father's will. Let's do it.
For more information about Martha, visit MarthaFernandezSardina.com.
Good morning, Philip.
Good morning, Ricardo.
Good to see you yesterday.
We were both at the Chrism Mass last night. Beautiful Mass, as always.
Our annual selfie.
That's right.
Before Mass.
Yeah, it was good. It's Holy Week here in the Archdiocese of Milwaukee, and it's just a beautiful Mass. So
it is.
That's where we were. We hung out.
I mentioned this at the last podcast, how impressed I was the first time I went to a Chrism Mass here in Milwaukee, because I came from experience of church that was very frugal, I would say. And then to see all the light and all the trumpets and all the instruments that were used, I remember being really, really impressed.
Yeah.
Plus, as a child, I was a Boy Scout, and we never were at the parish for Holy Week. We were always in the mountains.
It was
kind of a contradiction, because Boy Scouts in Spain, at least, were very Catholic, very attached to the church, and our group was attached to the parish. It was systematically, we were never there for Holy Week. Never, ever.
Was that like a spring break for you, though?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Something
okay.
Like that. But we would leave Wednesday and come back Monday, and not a single thought about doing anything regarding Holy Week.
You know, in running schools right now, is mm-hmm. you go in and you're teaching the kids about the Triduum, about these 3 days coming up and Easter, and they all disappear because spring break is usually the next week mm-hmm. or the week off. And
we do what we can. But yes, probably we miss school children.
I enjoy the Triduum. So what's the Triduum? Are these 3 days coming up? So Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and then the Easter Vigil.
Mm-hmm.
And I, as I perhaps have mentioned in the past, I get really stressed this week. So I'm starting to feel it right now. We do it very well between St. Bernard and Christ King. But I get really stressed with the details and the homilies. And I'm sort of hide a little bit these days because, you know, I'm a little short with people at times.
I understand what happens to me. The only time I'm short is that when when people come very, like 3-4 minutes before a service begins with questions, and I'm unable to answer them because the way I focus is that it's too late for questions. We just go and do.
All right. Let's talk about Easter. So we're going to look at the gospel for Easter Sunday. Do you want to just explain what's going on between the vigil and Sunday?
So we have one gospel at the Easter vigil that is always from the synoptic gospels, from Mark, Matthew, or Luke. But then on Easter Sunday, we have John's gospel, and you will recognize it. But the parish, a priest, can choose to use the Easter Vigil gospel on Sunday. We're going to be discussing the Sunday gospel, but you should be aware that if you are coming to Mass on Sunday, Easter Sunday, you may find the gospel from the Vigil.
So I'm going to read from the gospel according to John, chapter 20, verses 1 through 9. On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning, while it was still dark, and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths there and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed. For they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead.
Beautiful gospel, a little strange also, and I don't think we're going to solve in 10 minutes one of the mysteries of Christianity. Who is this beloved disciple, right, this other disciple that is there, and why this gospel seems to be a race at the beginning, who makes it first to the tomb, and all these comments. But obviously the ideal disciple is the one that, upon seeing the clothes in the tomb, immediately believes, and that's probably one of the points that we should emphasize today.
Right. For they did not yet understand that he had to rise from the dead. That's always just, it's so funny that comes at the end of this beautiful account of Jesus rising from the dead. And just remember, these disciples are not very sharp. they still don't know what's going on. There's no body there. The cloth is...
And how many times Jesus has said, this is what's going to happen. I mean, if you take any of the Gospels, he says it continuously. So, yes, but at the same time, you want to think that if the life of the disciples is a model for us, this makes sense. Because we struggle also. We fail to believe all the time. We fail to believe in the resurrection. And I think that's why they may not look that sharp, because that's how they become real examples, human examples for us.
You can't underestimate how often we need to hear this. The disciples and even the apostles are very much like us.
Mm-hmm.
What's so important is that we're careful not to create this gulf between us who are living today and saints of a different generation, or the disciples, the apostles. Boy, they've got the same fears, the same worries, the same financial concerns, and they're not that different than us. Thus, they're models for us in many mm-hmm. ways.
It's a great gospel to begin this season, this new season we call Easter. As we know, many people come to church this Sunday. It's a great opportunity for our parishes. But for us, even for those that come often, what would you say is the point of Easter?
That's a good question, and that's a real key question. And just as, remember you mentioned that, you know, a question a few minutes before Mass, you can't think about it.
Yeah.
I think this is one of those big questions I can't quite think about now. I would say, so I'm going to give you credit for something that you've said a few years ago. It's mm-hmm. going back, you know,
yeah.
returning and going back. And there's a sense of that in the whole Easter narrative, the different Easter accounts. Going back to the basic relationship of Jesus Christ, and the resurrection is what it's all about. As Paul would often say, you know, if this didn't happen, all of this is in vain.
Mm-hmm.
But we've never found the body of Jesus. And,
yeah.
and there's also been throughout history no claim that really disputes this, nor any other religious leader that we believe rose from the dead in this way. But just the beauty of Easter and that very returning to that very basic relationship with Jesus Christ.
And that idea comes from the gospel at the Easter vigil, the the most important Mass of the year. Jesus tells his disciples, or these figures that appear in the Gospels depending on the year, the disciples are asked to return to Galilee, to return to the beginning, to the strength, the energy, before the cross, before the difficulties in Jerusalem, to go back to the start, and how many times we need to... No, it's not melancholy, I think. It's really the resurrection may be about living the present and the present difficulties with the strength of the beginnings. Not the first time that we embrace the face, the first time we met our spouse or children. And I think it's a great message. I may have to change it because I've preached the same for 15 years. So maybe it's time to say something else. But it's such a powerful gospel, the one of the Easter Vigil. For me, Easter, the way I would answer, I had more time to think because I asked the question and then I was listening to you. What you see in the passages of the resurrection in all four Gospels is that people take time to recognize Jesus. So for me, that's what Easter is about, to learn to recognize the risen Christ, to discern reality and see the many places where the many situations, people and places where Jesus may come up to us as the risen Christ. There is a process like of discerning that it's not obvious at first, and that we need to learn to recognize those people, moments, situations. I think that's what Easter is for me.
I appreciate that. You saw me. I just wrote that down.
When I see you writing a note is when my heart leaps.
Your heart sings
of joy.
I think that's a really good point. And I think that connects a little bit with just this reminder of these disciples here who are figuring this out kind of in pieces. But yeah, it takes time to recognize the risen Jesus. And I don't mean this is a means of discouragement, but it can take a lifetime in that we commit our lifetime to knowing Jesus Christ and understanding these great mysteries. We're never going to fully understand them until we get to heaven, but we spend our lives falling more deeply in love with them, like a relationship.
So Easter begins right today, Easter Sunday, Easter Vigil, and then we have how many days of Easter?
So
you love those questions when I put you on the spot. 50 days.
50 days, until, correct. Just what I was going to say, 50
until
days.
Until Pentecost.
Until Pentecost, yeah. So for the next few days, we have what we call the octave of Easter, which is great. The church says during these next 8 days, we kind of pause the liturgical year and just celebrate, and just celebrate this great feast. Yeah, and then this beautiful Easter season. The Gospels during the Easter season are so stunning and so beautiful. Mm-hmm. So it's a good time. Good time to be at Mass.
Very good. So we hope that you decide to come to any parish to celebrate Holy Week. It makes a lot of sense to come to everything. You already were there for Easter Sunday and now Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Easter Vigil or Easter Sunday. Easter Vigil, obviously, our recommendation because it's the Mass of all Masses. In our tradition, we believe that the rest of the Sunday Masses of the year are like a summary of the Easter Vigil. But we hope you get this invitation and that you decide to participate of the whole of Holy Week. It's difficult just to come to one thing without understanding the whole context. We believe that the Triduum, it really is a celebration that begins on Holy Thursday and ends at the Easter Vigil.
If you're looking to attend the Triduum and to attend Easter Sunday Mass, go to archmill.org for Mass times in the southeastern Wisconsin, masstimes.org. But a big, big qualifier, check the local website of the parish that you want to go to because the schedules are going to be different. The Easter Mass times might not be the same as Sunday Mass. So pick a parish that's nearby and then check out the website for the specific times.
So we should meet again next week to start discussing the second Sunday of Easter.
Second Sunday of Easter. Yeah, let's get together next Wednesday.
I'll see you there.
All right.
BreadBox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.
CMF Curo is the country's first Catholic healthcare ministry to provide an affordable health-sharing solution rooted in Catholic teaching and community. Learn more at mycatholichealthcare.com/podcast. That's mycatholichealthcare.com/podcast.